A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving the Lord and walking in God's ways, and keeping the commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live, by loving the Lord your God, heeding God's voice and holding fast to the Lord. But that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live on the land that the Lord swore He would give to your ancestors Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." The Word of the Lord. In a talk she gave to the Northeast Six Dominican Sisters in 2007, Suzanne Nofke told the story of Catherine of Siena standing on the Ponte Vecchio in Florence, Italy, overlooking the raging waters of the River Arno, as the spring rains and melting snow of the nearby mountains surged its flow. Catherine considered the two ways of getting from one side of the river to the other, crossing through the water or going over the bridge. In that spring season, she saw the futility of crossing through the flooding waters. Believing that their experience of having safely crossed during calmer seasons, many had lost their lives trying to cross the river during the spring. They mistakenly believed that they could navigate the waters as they always had. Catherine determined the wiser route would be to go over the bridge. Her observations took her to reflect on the river of life and how there are times when the events of life can leave us feeling like we are trying to maneuver raging waters that will only lead to our drowning unless we take a different route, the bridge that is the crucified Christ. This story and image came to my mind as I reflected on today's readings. Though he had been told by God that he would not enter the promised land, Moses stood with the community that he had guided for 40 years, preparing them for what would lie ahead when they crossed the Jordan River. Though it was promised, the land would not easily become their home. It was occupied by other people who had different customs, traditions, and beliefs. Moses knew the temptation that awaited them, for he had seen it in the journey through the desert, in the number of times they had hardened their hearts towards God and wanted to return to Egypt, to a way of life that, though dismal and doomed, was at least familiar. Standing with the people, Moses gave them a choice. "I set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse." This was the moment for them to claim their identity. Would they be God's chosen people, or a people just like every other nation around them? To choose the latter would be to choose death, for he warned them, "If you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish." But Moses reminded them that there was another way, the way of God, the way of life. "If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, loving the Lord and walking in God's ways, you will live, and the Lord your God will bless you. choose life then, that you and your descendants will live. Jesus, too, in today's gospel, called his followers to make a choice as well. Any who wish to come after me must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Like the choice Moses set before the Hebrew people, Jesus set before his listeners the choice of life or death. Whoever wishes to save their life will lose it. And whoever loses their life for my sake will save it. At our baptism, we plunged into the surging, healing waters and accepted the bridge of Christ crucified, the bridge that leads to life. It was not just a once-in-a-lifetime event. As Jesus instructed, we are called to take up our cross daily and follow him. To lay claim to the call of Christ to be his disciples doesn't prevent us from pain and suffering. No doubt, each one of us can remember a time in our lives when the raging rivers of life threatened to carry us away as we tried to maneuver crossing the chaos of illness, unemployment, confusion, depression, death, and the like. The temptation is to believe that we can cross this river on our own. In our Western mindset, to ask for help is a sign of weakness. But our Christian identity calls us to make the journey through such raging waters along another route, the route along the bridge of Christ crucified. Such a route assures us that though not easy, we are not alone, and we will find life. Like those faithful ones who have gone before us, this Lenten season invites us to again stand on the banks of the river of life and to make our choice daily. Life or death, blessing or the curse, through the waters or over the bridge of the crucified one. Let us choose life then, that we may live and enter the land that has been promised.